Okay, I'm talking to my guy, Ben Mathis. Can I call you my guy? Is that weird? It's gotta be weird. That's all right. That was a tough one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it weird for all to be over now?
Yeah. It wasn't really weird all week. It wasn't until in the locker room and underclassmen were kind of hugging you.
Yeah.
And they're looking at you and Rob like, it's been good playing with you. And you realize, like,
that's it.
You may not see these guys again the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you will, but for the most part, it's the same people you've been interacting with every day for 4 years. And it's just going to be a big life change. Not being around those guys.
Talk to me about this season. Let's even go back to the spring. Like, the spring, you get the scholarship. You're running with the ones. And then at the end of 7-on-7s this summer, you hurt the wrist, you hurt the knee. It's a long climb back. You're trying to get back in. You get back on the depth chart. You know, what's this? Talk me through the emotions of all that.
When I got hurt, it was the last day of summer. It's a pretty big letdown. It was just like, come on, because, like, you know, I've been working to play for 5 years.
Yeah.
And I was pretty – I thought I had a pretty good spring, so I was kind of excited to come in here and at least compete for a starting spot. And if I didn't get it, at least come off the bench. But I got hurt, and I don't know. I mean, I was kind of upset. I was upset, but it was just, you know, it's kind of the way life is.
Yeah.
I was just trying to adjust. Yeah. And when I came back, I was just trying to get healthy. You know, my knee still kind of bothering me, so it's like, they already kind of had the rotation set.
Yep.
And at that point, it's like, you know, the rotation's playing well. Why stick? I don't know. It was kind of a roller coaster of, you know, getting excited and being let down. But
Okay, well, talk to me about getting in. Tell me about the tackle today. Okay, I know I was the second most excited guy to see that third down tackle. Yeah. I know your dad was the first. But, I mean, after all this, after 5 years, to be able to come off the field, your teammates are slapping you in the helmet, you force the field goal, that had to feel good.
Yeah, it felt weird.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's at night, and, you know, I haven't been in a night game for 5 years, and I was kind of out there, and I'm looking for the call. I can't even find the guy calling him, like, what's going on right now? I felt like I was in a dream, kind of.
Right.
And then so when I saw the quarterback, I'm just like, I just broke down. I'm like, all right, I'm not missing this tackle.
Right.
I dove. And I wasn't sure if I stopped it for the first. I looked, like, oh. I was like, I better not. It better not have made it.
Yeah. But, and then on the other third down, you got a little chuck. Thomas almost got the interception.
Yeah.
You got a little chuck on him off the line. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You rerouted him and it allowed Thomas that he almost got in front of him.
Yeah, I was trying to reroute him. After the play, I really didn't even remember what happened. I was like, Ernest, what did we get over there? And I know I rerouted him. He was like, oh, yeah. Thanks for getting him outside. I almost got the pick.
Yep.
But
yep, he was an inch from getting the pick. So.
Was he? I didn't even see it. I saw the ball.
It was real close.
But, yeah. I mean, it was pretty fun to be out there finally.
Yeah.
It was exciting. I wish we would have got the win, but, you know.
Well, if I could speak for all Illinois fans.
Yeah.
You know, you walked on, did 4 years, finally got the scholarship this year. But guys like you that stick it out, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
So thank you for all your hard work.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys around here doing it.
Yep.
But I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, man. Good luck in whatever you do.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
It's been fun.